This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Thousands of people have spent a second freezing night outdoors following Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake in eastern Turkey. Nearly 280 people are confirmed dead, with over 1,300 others reported as injured. Rescuers with trucks and cranes are now racing against time, searching for possible survivors trapped under the rubble. Some 2,400 rescue workers are now involved in the relief effort, with volunteers from the Red Crescent Society setting up tents at local sports stadiums to accommodate the survivors. Libya's National Transitional Council is now pushing ahead with moves to try to disarm the country. It comes just a day after the interim government declared the country as officially liberated. However, a leading NTC general says that the militias that helped overthrow the former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi will not be asked to hand in their weapons immediately, saying that since they don't yet have a national army in place, the void of security would be filled by the rebels. Meanwhile, a human rights organization is now claiming that they have discovered over 50 Gaddafi loyalists who were executed at a hotel near Sirte. The official results of Tunisia's national election are now expected out later on this Tuesday. Popular Islamic party Ennahda is claiming victory. However, polling now indicates that Ennahda has not claimed enough votes for an outright majority. This weekend's voting is meant to create a new national assembly, which will be tasked with creating a new constitution for Tunisia. Voting comes some 9 months after anti-government protests in that country sparked similar uprisings across the Middle East. North Korean top leader Kim Jong-il has had a meeting with Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang in Pyongyang. Li Keqiang has told Kim Jong-il that the Chinese side is working to try to create the conditions for the resumption of the six-party nuclear talks. For his part, Kim says the North Korean side hopes the six-party talks will be restarted as soon as possible. Li Keqiang's visit to North Korea is going to be followed up by a trip to South Korea this week as well. U.S. envoy says the presentations made during the latest round of direct talks between North Korea and the United States are useful. Talks are being headed by the United States Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, and North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kwai-gwan. This round of talks is scheduled to run through this Tuesday in Geneva. It's believed these discussions could set the template for a possible restart of the six-party talks, which have been shelved since late 2009 when North Korea walked away from the table. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is now pledging a strong U.S. military presence in the Asia-Pacific region. The pledge comes despite looming defense spending cuts at home.
We will continue to have force projection in this area. We will continue to not only maintain but to strengthen our presence in this part of the world. We are a Pacific nation, and we will have a Pacific presence in this area.
Panetta has made the comments at an air base on the outskirts of Tokyo. It's Panetta's first trip to Asia since taking over the Pentagon's top job in July. Panetta is also scheduled to visit South Korea after his time in Japan. Citing concerns over his safety, the U.S. State Department has decided to withdraw its ambassador to Syria. Robert Ford has angered the Syrian government by expressing solidarity with the demonstrators in that country. He's also led diplomatic missions within Syria itself that have caused significant frustration with the Syrian government. Last month, Ford was pelted with eggs and tomatoes while trying to visit a member of the Syrian opposition. In the wake of the United States' move, the Syrian government has since recalled its ambassador to the U.S. for what's being described as consultations. China's top legislature is now considering adding fingerprints to people's resident identity cards in a bid to combat counterfeiting. The same draft amendment under review is also forbidding government staff and other institutions from leaking people's personal information. In addition, the draft would also allow police officers to check people's identification cards at transportation hubs and at large-scale events. National identity cards have been in circulation here in China since 1985. However, the cards are relatively low-tech and are said to be easy to counterfeit. New sex education textbooks have now been introduced to students in Shanghai. Controversial textbooks are being divided into three volumes. They'll be used to educate children at six different grade levels. Among the content, the text will also help educate children about how to protect themselves from sexual assault. The introduction of sex education textbooks at schools in Beijing this summer triggered heated debate amongst parents and educators. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.